Yes, the language, Latin, solid. And Sarah was interspersing between Latin and the solid reception of sacraments. Then, of course, the studying of sacred scripture in a serious manner. I know when I first started, I worried about both the translation and the presentation. Just like when you first start out with the garden, all right, we're going to get some things right, and right, we're going to get some things wrong, like the strawberries in the shade or seeds not planted in the proper soil and so forth. And a very wise older woman said, "The Lord wants you to know the truth more than you do." He really does. And so the task is, just like with the garden, you try to look for those faithful sources. You recollect what happened last season, what worked, what didn't work, and you build on that. Faithful sources. All right. You're new to this. How do you know if they're faithful? Well, the more time you spend at this process, the easier for me it has gotten to recognize it. Right? Has it stood the test of time? Time is a really great sifter of ideas, good and the bad, right? Because what looks like a good idea over enough time, we find out can really be very disastrous. Cultivate good Catholic and spiritual friends, because now you have a wider viewpoint. Not only, oh, hey, I found this great priest, or oh, hey, I'm reading this book or whatever, or this mass is so great or whatever. So you have access in that way. You're also going to get some modeling. At least I did. I get modeling of, oh, that's a really good idea. I know I'm very blessed to be in a prayer group with some wonderful holy women, and it's just like always an opportunity for me to gain some. That's how I gained the sorrowful rosary to Our Lady recently, was from that good group of friends. No man is an island. We all need assistance, and find holy and faithful priests. They are there. They need us as much as we need them. Maybe they need us even more than in the past. So talks or Bible studies, retreats, a good gift shop, as best as you can find. Just perusing a beautiful, good Catholic gift shop can be illuminative. And then, of course, the saints. I think a good Catholic, at some time or another, needs to be engaging towards those who were canonized and were recognized as having a virtue, a particular virtuous life. And I'm thinking about St. Patrick for adults, not this, not just with Guinness. Or Francis de Sales,
right.
or Marian devotions, or apparitions, or something. Yes.
You need to have, I guess you could, to bring it in, to a gardening concept, there has to be some level of cross-pollination. The bee is ultimately necessary to the blooms becoming what they ought. You really have to have some element of no man is an island, right? And God, most assuredly, who is a communion of persons, does not want any individual person. No one is called to walk this road or this path to him alone, right? I mean, his grace is sufficient, yes, but his grace is expansive, and it is open. And it is, and it blows where it will, right? I mean, his will does not, it goes out from him and it does not come back fallow, right? It does what it ought. And so, you know, making sure that, you know, and you're testing these spirits. It's one of the things really that has really struck me over the past year and a half is the discernment, the path and the pattern that Our Lady teaches us of discernment when she, you know, since we just, as we're taping this, we're just in the shadow of the Annunciation. And, you know, that moment where, you know, she ponders what kind of greeting this could be, right? Because Mary, who is full of grace, does not presume upon her own ability to recognize whether she's in the presence of an angel or a demon. What kind of greeting could this be? And so there's a pause, and she asks him. She asks him a question to test the spirit. How can this be? Because I know not man, right? There's a profound moment where, you know, people will say, you know, with Joseph, it's always about, you know, Joseph's doubt. Well, Mary's not really doubting. I mean, she knows that God, she doesn't doubt God, but she has to be certain that this messenger is from God. And we have to do the same thing. It's imperative now because there are so many false gospels that are being preached to us right now. Unfortunately, even within, under the guise of our own church. Now we have bishops in Germany right now who are, they're heretical. There's nothing, you can't find a gentle way to say what they have done. They are in decided error. And the tragedy is that many people, as a result of their errors, are going to be in jeopardy of losing their own souls, right? I mean, God's grace is sufficient. Everybody gets to make their own decision. You know, at the end of the day, they will choose for God or they will choose for their bishops, and that is on them, right? But it's a terrible thing when we have to discern these spirits. So really look for these sources. They are there, but discern them prudently, you know? And really, I do think that we need to take Our Lady as a model, because in some sense, we know what the answer is. Right? We know what goodness is. God has made us to be aware of these things, particularly in the natural law. And when things don't resonate, we should not be afraid to say no to something, even if it seems to be being preferred from a good hand, shall we say.
That is right. That is right. All right, my friends, we will take up a sacramental point of view in the next episode. Till then, fides erratio.